Now, what I've created for you here is a very special video. Now, some people are going to find this video very special, where other people might not find it so special at all. And the reason I want to build this into the section of the course, because we're still in the introduction section, is because there's going to be some people out there in the world who are just like me. Now, when I made a decision to become a life coach, going back quite a number of years ago now, I shan't share how many, I just wanted to get started. Now, when it comes to learning, going back to my time spent in school, they used to call me names, they used to call me Nugget, they used to call me Thicko, because I wasn't a particularly visual or auditory learner, which meant that when I was sitting in a classroom, the teacher could be speaking some stuff out to me, but that was never how I learned. The teachers could then tell us to go away and read some textbooks, and again, my head just would struggle to process information via text. I wasn't a visual learner, and I wasn't really an auditory learner either. The way that I always learned most effectively was through application, through just trying stuff on and learning by mistakes. Now, unfortunately, in life, many people are absolutely petrified of making mistakes. And this is something that's going to become very evident to you if you get out there and apply anything that I'm going to be sharing with you throughout this course on other people. People genuinely are petrified of getting it wrong in life. But that was never really the case for me, because I fundamentally knew from a very young age that the most effective way that I would learn was through applying stuff and making mistakes. So if you're out there today and you think, oh wow, but Cain, that just sounds just like me, this is for you. But if you're saying, no, Cain, I like reading from textbooks and like taking notes and all that kind of thing, there's nothing wrong with that, that's fine. It just means that we have different learning styles. Please don't hold that against me, because it's good to be different, and we're all different, aren't we? So what I would like to share with you here, all right, is another story. And I'm not making any apologies for this. I'm not talking about any more gods here. I'm talking about a real life experience, something that I experienced going back quite a number of years ago that just really made sense to me. Call this some practical life wisdom. Because after I'd started doing my best to read books, I was watching videos on YouTube, and you know, I'm studying some of the world's greats like Dr. A.R. Bernard, Tony Robbins. These were the guys that really influenced my thinking right back at the start when I was studying psychology, sociology, life coaching, and all these other various helping therapies. Now, me being me, I just jumped right in, all right? I just wanted to help everyone. I wanted to be a life coach for everyone. And living in Dunfermline in Fife, there's no shortage of people who urgently need some help. So the approach that I took was, as I was walking up the high street one day, I found a homeless guy sitting on the floor. Now, bear in mind, in Scotland, there's a lot of guys who would sit on the ground, on the pavement, with a sign, you know, saying, I'm hungry and homeless, please give me some loose change. Now, okay, I'm not knocking anyone here. After 7 years sitting on the floor and holding the same sign, you've really got to begin questioning how much responsibility they're willing to take for themselves. But going back 7 years ago, I'd recently returned back to Scotland from New Zealand, so Dunfermline was a new place to me, as were the guys who would sit around on the streets. Now, I didn't understand back then that heroin addiction and methadone addiction were actually real, big cultural problems here in Scotland. Now, if you've ever watched Trainspotting or Trainspotting 2, which has just come out, that was all filmed very locally near to where I live. And yet heroin addiction and methadone are real big problems throughout society, especially amongst many young people. Now, this young guy who I'd walked past that day, as things transpired, had a serious methadone stroke heroin addiction and had done for many years. Now, I figured back then, because I knew some stuff and because my life was going in the right direction back then, that I could help him. So for around about 18 months that followed, as I was studying and learning, I used to get him around to my house for dinner, I used to teach him and counsel him and coach him, and as I was learning, I would just share everything that I had with him, throw him everything that I had, all the theories, all the ideas, all the principles, all the practices, in hope that something would just stick. But after 18 months, nothing had. I was giving this guy money, I was buying him meals, I was buying him clothes, and to be honest with you, I'd actually become quite attached to him. Yes, he was a rascal, he was a rogue, yes, he was still struggling with addiction, but I'd actually grown to quite love the guy, if that makes sense. He was a bad lad, but I fundamentally understood him. I understood why it was that he'd reached the stage in life. Now, I had a mentor.Stroke coach, for myself back at the time, and I was actually becoming quite disheartened because I'm doing my best to impact this guy and coach him and teach him. And my mentor at the time, a guy called Jimmy, I'd met him for a Starbucks coffee and I said to him, oh, Jimmy, like, I'm not sure if I'm cut out for this life coaching malarkey. I'm just not sure if I'm good enough. I've been coaching and I've been trying to coach and trying to mentor and trying to teach Chris for over 18 months now. And I'm just getting nowhere. Nothing's working. And I was absolutely disheartened. And Jimmy looked me in the eye and he said, Kane, have you ever watched Star Wars? And I said, Star Wars? Yeah, of course I've watched Star Wars. Everyone my age has seen Star Wars. And he said, well, if you've watched Star Wars, you'll know who Master Yoda is then, don't you? And I said, yeah, I know who Master Yoda is. And he said, do you know what Master Yoda said about trying? And I said, nope, I don't have the faintest idea what Master Yoda said about trying. He said, Master Yoda said, there is no try, there's only do. Or don't do. There is no try, there's only do or don't do. And I said, that's fantastic, Jimmy, but why are you telling me this? And he says, Kane, are you getting exhausted with Chris? And I said, yes, I am. I'm getting exhausted with him and I'm also beginning to get quite disheartened. And he said, are you ready to learn the principle? And I said, there's a principle? Why didn't you teach me this a year and a half ago, Jimmy? And he said, because sometimes we're never going to learn the lessons that we need to learn in life until we're ready to. Because sometimes people aren't going to learn the lessons that they need to learn until they reach the end of their rope, the end of their tether. That's true for me, and it's also going to be true for you in some way. So as Jimmy went on to share this principle with me, it absolutely blew me away. As he said, Kane, do you want to know the principle of helping people? He says, you can't help anyone who's not willing to help themselves. And for you, Jimmy said, talking to me, he said, perhaps, Kane, you should stop wasting your time with the Chris's of the world and start investing your time into the Kanes. And as soon as I heard these words, it was like, bingo, the lights went on. I guess what I wasn't able to see back then was what differentiated Chris from me. Because as I'll share with you later on in the course, much of my background actually comes from alcoholism, drug addiction. I've been a bit of a rascal in the past myself. And I guess that what I wanted was more for Chris than what he wanted for himself. And moving forward into the future, you can try your damnedest. You can try your best to coach and mentor or counsel or teach or whatever it is that you want to do onto other people. But unless they're willing to take that first step for themselves, then all of your efforts are always going to be in vain. Now that's a really crucial principle and I want to get this in right at the first section of the course because some people are just going to take this stuff and run with it. Other people are going to study it, get a grounded understanding in view of practicing later on in the future, and there's nothing wrong with both approaches, both are perfectly amicable. So that's all I really want to share with you in this video, and I've got one more principle that I want to share next before we bring this introduction section of the course to a close. Hope you find this useful.